The Old Testament reading for the 14th Sunday after Trinity is from Proverbs chapter 4. Hear, my son, and accept my words, that the years of your life may be many. I have taught you the way of wisdom. I have led you in the paths of uprightness. When you walk, your step will not be hampered. And if you run, you will not stumble. Keep hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of the evil. Avoid it. Do not go on it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they cannot sleep unless they have done wrong. They are robbed of sleep unless they have made someone stumble. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. My son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and healing to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. This is the word of the Lord.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High.
The epistle is from Galatians chapter 5. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I have warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. This is the word of the Lord. Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter. Glory. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance. And lifting up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has saved you." This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. When you walk, your step will not be hampered. And if you run, you will not stumble. Keep hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. You may be seated. One thing about the Christian faith and the Christian life is that there's no neutrality. Each one of you and every single person in this world is not neutral. You're walking on a path. And the Old Testament uses this word frequently of walk a great deal when it talks about one's relationship toward God on the one hand and the way one lives apart from God on the other. Walking is living, just as it's going someplace, however, and whatever that may be. Now today, the reading from Proverbs speaks volumes as Solomon addresses his son, and through these words of wisdom, God is addressing you. Now listen again to those opening verses. "Hear, my son, and accept my words, that the years of your life may be many. I have taught you the way of wisdom. I have led you in the paths of uprightness. When you walk, your step will not be hampered. And if you run, you will not stumble. Keep hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life." And so God has instructed you in the way of wisdom, and he has set you free. This is your Christian life, which comes from your life in Christ. So walking by faith is walking in the instruction of God. That's walking in the way of wisdom. Walking in the paths of righteousness is walking by faith, and walking by faith is walking according to the word of God, which is a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. It's hearing the scriptures and conforming your life to them, not simply letting it go in one ear and out the other. So you hear God's word and keep it. Even as Jesus says, "Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it." So Solomon tells his son and reminds him, as God reminds you, "Listen, dear child, know who you are. Know who you have called to be, and live as I have given you life." Now the promises attached to this walk of life are listed in the verses. We hear, "When you walk, your steps will not be hampered, and if you run, you will not stumble." The gospel sets you free, that Christ has taken your sin upon himself and washed your sin away in the waters of holy baptism, and that's going to happen here in our second service today. It means absolutely everything for you. It's your whole identity. St. Paul brings this up in the epistle reading when he writes, "And those who belong to Jesus Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires." So each and every day, you stand as one no longer condemned under God's law, but you've been crucified with Christ. You no longer live, but Christ lives in you, and for freedom, Christ has set you free. And this is how you walk then as one who is in Christ. You walk in freedom. You walk by faith. So the path of the Christian is really the path of freedom. So you must know the instruction of God. There's nothing more important or pressing in this life. Everything else in this world is secondary. You must know the way of righteousness, and with this you are taught what is the way of wickedness, so that you would avoid it. What is bad, what is good. Because the way of wickedness leads to death. And there's no neutrality in all of this. There's either life or condemnation and suffering. So these words of Solomon are so vitally important for you to take heed and to take to heart. Listen to them, for they are an instruction of God, and he warns you against the way of wickedness. Now, we could easily apply this to so many realms of our life, and really that's the point. God addresses who we are in all of our different vocations. We could apply this to our kids. They go off to college, the workforce, high school, middle school, even elementary school nowadays. But lest we forget where God has placed us too, as parents, grandparents, uncles, aunts, Christian friends, God calls us to teach this instruction of God in our homes. It's some that God tells us, even as a church, that we are to teach one another. So it's one thing when people go astray, despite being taught and warned, that happens, but still it's another when we, like Adam in the Garden of Eden, just stand idly by and watch it all happen. Deuteronomy 6 teaches, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates." That hymn so beautifully puts it that we walk in danger all the way. And that's who we are as God's people. Walking in the path of righteousness is also walking in danger. The devil is hard at work seeking for you to forget the instruction of God and to walk off the path of righteousness and on to the very thing God warns you against in the reading. Do not enter the path of the wicked. Do not walk in the way of the evil. Avoid it. Do not go on it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they cannot sleep unless they have done wrong. They are robbed of sleep unless they have made someone stumble. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of righteousness is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. Now, everyone likes to hear about the fruit of the Spirit, and you should. It's the fruit of the Spirit, after all. Your life is to be lived in those things listed as the fruit, yet as quick as we are to buy a nice wall hanging or post a nice post on social media about peace, patience, and joy, we easily forget what comes before those words and what God promises, yes, promises if we continue in those things, which parallel our Old Testament reading. So just as he warned us in that reading from Proverbs about walking in the way of the wicked, St. Paul writes, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." So this instruction of God, which also includes warning, God calls us to heed it. And so it's easy to forget the things of God. It's easy to forget his instruction. It's easy to walk away from him when you concern yourself with the things that everything else are pulling you in every direction and path. It's easy to walk off the path that God calls you to live when there's danger at every corner. But the more you start wandering on that path, the more you start listening to what the world calls wisdom, the sooner you start to believe those things. Being catechized is a lifelong thing and unavoidable. Either God is going to catechize you as you walk in the way of life, or the devil, the world, and your fallen flesh will catechize you. And they are more than eager and willing to do so. So stop hearing God's word, stop studying his word, stop receiving his supper, start caring about other things more, and well, God tells you where that will lead. And so God knows your heart, and God says to you today, my son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and healing to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. And so there is one whose way was walked in total uprightness. It's Jesus. Your Lord walked the path of God's law fully and completely, and there was no sin or deceit in him. No, he walked the way of perfect righteousness as only he can do. He is the light of the world, and the darkness did not nor can it overcome him. He scatters the darkness and lightens the path. And the path that Jesus walked was for your benefit, even as it went through death and hell, and now he has arisen and ascended to the right hand of the Father. And from the side of Jesus flow springs of living water, for he is the way, the truth, and the life. And so you know, dear son, dear daughter, the life that Jesus gives is true refreshment and healing. He has walked the path, and he has walked the way of the cross, which you rightly deserve. And the promises of God for you are that he has called you his own and brought you into his kingdom, for he has purchased you and won you from sin, death, and the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. And that's no trite saying, but it's the very real reality of who you are in Christ and what God has done for you. The great lengths he has gone through, seeking you out, buying you back, calling you his own, led down the paths of walking the way of suffering, walking the way of the cross. Jesus walked the road you deserve to walk, so that now instead you walk in life. And you are Christians by the grace of God in Christ. The way of wisdom is walked only in faith and is walking by the Spirit. And through faith, you have the righteousness of Christ. His whole life of perfect obedience is yours. His atoning death in your place, satisfying God's wrath, is given to you. This is the faith you have, which looks to him, which clings to him, which trusts in him. And these are the benefits you have. This is the salvation and Lord you have. Walking by faith is a life of clinging to Jesus and repentance and faith. It's a life where you have been healed, where you've been cleansed, and where you keep coming back to the one who has made you clean, just as the Samaritan leper did in the gospel reading from Luke. It's a life that realizes on your own and going your own way will lead straight into hell. But hearing the instruction of the Lord, clinging to the one who forgives you, Christ, you're covered with a righteousness given to you, and you walk along the way of one who is no longer a slave to sin, death, and the devil, and free to walk in life. Even as we had a funeral of our dear brother in Christ yesterday, walking the way of life. And as you sit in the pews today and you listen to these words of God, there is a call to awaken. To hear these words and go on your ways, living as if God is lying when he warns us in the reading, you are called to know better, because these are the words of instruction. So listen to what God teaches you each and every day. Listen to his word, apply it to your life, whatever your vocation may be in the church and the home and the world around you. God is instructing you in the path you should go, and desire the things of God and the path he lays before you through his word. So the new life in the Spirit which has been given to you is yours. And now you do walk. And what does it look like to walk as one who has been forgiven, one who has been clothed with Christ? You walk along the way as one who is wise in salvation. You walk and bear fruit. So in place of those things which bring about death, there is the fruit of the Spirit. And God produces in your life these things and serve your neighbor. He cultivates it, like the expert gardener that he is through his word. And it grows. This fruit grows and benefits one another as we feast off of these things. Here again, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Now notice something in that list of the fruit of the Spirit. It's directing you to find your confidence and strength outside of yourself, right? It's the fruit of the Spirit. It's not the fruit of you. And it's in the one whose life is lived perfectly according to those things. But you see, when you look at those qualities, and you can start examining each one of those and do that, look at, ask, where has God placed me in this world to live, and how can I serve in ways that show love, joy, peace, all of these things? It's not going to happen all the time. We're still sinners. But God does show you, this is what it looks like. This is this way, specific to this text. This is the instruction that I'm giving you. It's a life which is lived in mercy, compassion toward others, even as your Lord himself has shown you mercy and compassion. In the intro today from Psalm 84, we prayed, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. I've always thought that we should put that on greeters' name tags, right? I mean, that's the name tag, right? Doorkeeper in the house of God. No? Okay, fine, guys. You know what? I'm tired too, but all right. But what we see that we dwell in God's house. We're here right now, and we would be given a place greater than a doorkeeper. That's who we are as an heir of everlasting life. So hear those words today and rejoice that this belongs to you and what God promises is yours today and for all eternity. So those readings from Proverbs, from Galatians, and even from Luke have some harsh words, but they're true. They warn us, and they need to be heard. But God's purpose in all of this, even as he warns us and admonishes us in the Christian life, is known. He's showing us where salvation is found. It's found in Jesus, who has won the redemption for you in Christ. It's driving us to him. It's driving us to the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. And then he's laying before you what is your new life in Christ. So these things are so important. Hear the instruction of God and be attentive to his word. Do not walk in the ways and counsels of the wicked. Do not even try to dabble by it, but avoid them. Walk in the freedom that God has given to you, that is no longer under the condemnation of the law, but is the life of forgiveness, walked in life. And in this walk of freedom and life, put your sorrows, put your suffering, put your sin upon Jesus who has atoned for it, who takes your burden away. He looks at you now, and he knows and he says, I forgive you. Be at peace and be at rest. And you see, that's the thing in all of this too, as the Father is gracious and merciful towards you, as he has called you his own child and treats you as Christ deserves to be treated. See Jesus who gives you refreshment. You go along the way, but Christ is the one who has gone before you and goes with you, just as he has promised. And keep coming back to Christ. He is your shield and your redemption who has rescued you. By his wounds you are healed and have eternal life. Open your lips and declare his praise. Give thanks, for you are his own. Rejoice and walk confidently in the way of wisdom, upright in the way of righteousness, for your righteousness is the righteousness of Christ. Give thanks in all circumstances and all things, for your Lord says to you this very day, this wisdom of salvation that is yours on account of him and what you freely and fully have been given by his grace. He sets you free, and clinging to him, you keep returning to him who forgives you, strengthens you, keeps you in himself. And you walk by faith, which the Holy Spirit has given you, and all the while your Lord Jesus says, rise and go your way. Your faith has saved you. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.